Hachette Audio presents Portrait of an Addict as a Young Man, written and read by Bill Clegg.
For everyone still out there, think of light and how far it falls to us. To fall, we say, naming a fundamental way of going to the world. Falling. William Kittredge, A Hole in the Sky. Scrapers. I can't leave and there isn't enough. Mark is at full tilt, barking hear it hear first wisdom from the edge of his black vinyl sofa. He looks like a translator for the deaf moving at triple speed, hands flapping, arms and shoulders jerking. His legs move too, but only to fold and refold at regular intervals beneath his tall skeletal frame. The leg crossing is the only thing about Mark with any order. The rest is a riot of sudden movements and spasms. He's a marionette at the mercy of a brutal puppeteer. His eyes, like mine, are dull black marbles. Mark is squawking about a crack dealer he used to buy from who's been busted, how he saw it coming, how he always does, but I'm not paying attention. All that matters to me is that we've reached the end of our bag. The thumb-sized, clear plastic mini-ziplock that once bulged with chunks of crack is now empty. It's daybreak and the dealers have turned off their phones. My two dealers are Rico and Happy. According to Mark, all crack dealers are named Rico and Happy. Rico hasn't shown up the last few times I've called. Mark, who makes it his business to know the day-to-day movements and shifting status of a handful of dealers, says Rico's Xanax habit has resurfaced and is beginning to slow him down. Last year, he didn't leave his apartment in Washington Heights for 3 months. So for now, I call Happy, who shows up after midnight when the $1,000 limit on my cash card zeroes out.